Chapter 26. When Molly and Sonny arrived at the office, they informed him that they'd already been to the gym. Jesse told them he was happy for both of them.
"I thought you were coming over for dessert," Sonny said.
"Why does every other thing you two say to each other sound dirty?" Molly said, shaking her head.
"You have a dirty mind," Jesse said.
Molly put up her arms, as if in surrender.
"Well," she said, "you got me there."
Then he told them what had happened at the lake.
"You think he had you lined up again?" Molly said.
"If he did, I caught another break," Jesse said.
"Are you sure," Sonny said to him, "that I'm not shadowing the wrong member of this department?"
"Wishful thinking," Jesse said.
"Again with the talk?" Molly said.
She and Sonny headed for the conference room, which had been turned into a war room. Jesse sat back down at his desk, finished the corn muffin he'd bought at Dunkin', and called Lily Kane.
"Got a few more questions about my dead guy," Jesse said.
"For me?" Lily said.
"I was actually hoping I might talk to the nurse about the night Paul Hutton got dropped off there," Jesse said.
"I asked her again," Lily said. "She said no one called from the gate before she went to bed."
"I'd just like to hear for myself," Jesse said.
"Why would the guy go to the trouble of going there and then not try to get into the house?"
"Maybe it was the wrong address," Lily said.
"Or not."
"Dog with a bone," Lily said.
"Canine police," Jesse said.